So if you can just give us a brief background of the Shambhala Center of Milwaukee.
Sure. So I'm going to start by saying just a little bit about Shambhala broadly, and then I'll say a little bit about the center here in Milwaukee because we are part of an international organization. So Shambhala was started by a gentleman by the name of Chogyam Trungpa, who is a Tibetan, and he left Tibet at the time, like the same time the Dalai Lama did during the Chinese invasion, and he ended up eventually coming to the West and in North America. And he started off by teaching sort of traditional Tibetan lineages, Kagyu and Nyingma, which are lineages that he held. And then in the late 80s, he started bringing forward Shambhala teachings. But basically, the idea of those teachings is helping us live our lives with dignity and certainly mindfulness and compassion, but not having to abandon our daily lives. And so the idea of the Shambhala teachings are we can use our everyday life to support our spiritual practice and our spiritual practice to support our everyday life, that they don't have to be so separate.
I'm a member of the Milwaukee Symphony. And as far as my connection to the Shambhala Center goes, I started coming here in 2013. I'd been meditating a bit on my own, started doing that in graduate school, and found that it was really helpful. And in 2013, my wife did an internship in Kentucky. So I decided I needed a hobby that would get me out of the house and around people. So I started coming here. It was a great fit, and I've been here ever since. I'm now on the governing council. I'm running a performance and meditation group. Our first meeting is in about 20 minutes, so that's exciting. It's a class that blends meditation with being a performer. And it's really been my gateway into meditation practice. I got into this wanting to not feel so bad on stage, wanting to play better. And it's been incredibly helpful with that. And that's why I've started this class, is just to help others in the same way that this practice has helped me.
And you brought up the open house, and that is the event that's going on tonight. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So tonight is like a very special night for us, actually. We are relaunching our weekly open house programming. So for a long time, we had had meditation instruction and a tea social, and then some sort of Buddhist teaching or talk from Shambhala or just integrating meditation in your everyday life on Tuesday nights. But sort of the energy naturally waxes and wanes around that sort of thing, and we're a volunteer organization, and so that just comes and goes. And we were at a lull point where it felt like the energy wasn't there, and so we had pulled back to once a month programming and have, over the past several months, really tried to gather our energy to do a weekly thing again and figure out how we want to do that, how we want to make sure that things are fresh and that we're offering things that are appealing and interesting to people. And so we had this idea of offering people a variety of ways to connect. And tonight is our first night of doing that, and it's very exciting.